Hi folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. I want to take you with me today down to East Texas on a hog hunt. We're going to join Tim Smith, who's the editor of Airgun Hobbyist magazine, and Tim's son, Ben. Now, neither of these guys have ever been to Texas hunting hogs. They've actually never hunted hogs, probably never seen a wild hog. But I'll bet you where we're going this morning, they're going to see some. It's real early. We're going to be there just about daylight and probably visit with them after they get out of their stand, because we want to be real quiet when we get down there in the woods and not do any talking. So hang with me. We're going to drive down to East Texas and we'll be there just a little bit after daylight and visit with Ben and Tim and see how their hunt went. Well, folks, we made it down here. I'm trying to talk real quiet. I'm down here with Terry Tate on his place. Terry, I think these boys are already got them in the stand, don't you?
They're ready to hunt.
Well, let me crawl up in there, and I'll go on in there with them, get ready, okay? Well, good morning, boys. How y'all doing? Ben, are you ready to get a hog?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You look like you're ready. How about you, Tim?
I'm ready for them to do it, yep.
Well, we're going to be real quiet, and Terry's back over there. There's some back through there, I just saw one move, but we're going to be real quiet. And what gun have we got right here? This is one of Terry's 45.
It's with a 45 with a long barrel insert in there.
Well, I've killed a bunch of hogs with that type. I've got one very similar to that. You know, it's a good one. You'd be surprised, Al. Well, I don't think you will be surprised.
It'll do it.
No, we've been using this gun for quite a bit, but nothing on hogs before.
Well, being the editor of, Airgun Hobbyist, I know that's a fun job, but demanding too. But this is kind of the fun part, isn't it? You get to get out and have some fun and maybe take some pork back home with you.
That would be nice. Nice things to pass down the tradition of hunting. Yeah.
That's right, and I'm proud of you for that. You've got Ben with you on a lot of your adventures and things. Well, folks, we're going to be signing off for a minute, and we don't want to spook these hogs. We'll be back and try to get a little interview with Ben. I think he's primed and cocked, so we're going to sign off for the minute. We'll be back. Well, folks, now we can talk loud because Ben has got a big, fat sow, probably 140-pound sow on the ground. Ben, the stand program didn't work too good, but when Terry took you out on a little stalk, it got you within range, didn't it?
Yes, because I can move around and get more in range and see where I can actually shoot the boar.
You bet. Well, that shot was perfect. You know, that's what we talked about, through the shoulders. That's what you want to do, and they don't go far when the shot's right, do they?
No, they don't. It didn't look like it was going to go down there, and kind of just ran around a little bit and just died there.
Very, very common for a deer or a hog or whatever, an elk, to run a little bit. There's some shots that they won't run, but just a good behind-the-shoulder shot, if you make it like you made that good shot, they're going to go down. And you know what's 30, 40, 50 yards? I mean, if you can't trail one that far, a person needs to learn how to trail them once they shoot them. But anyway, Ben, congratulations, buddy. Awesome shot. I mean, you and your dad, I bet this will be in the magazine. I bet I'll be seeing your picture in Airgun Hobbyist sometime in the very near future. And now you know what coming to Texas hunting these hogs is all about, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Well, I hope you can come back with your dad. Folks, we're out of time for High Plains Outdoors. Make sure and remember, on the website, hppr.org, you can go there and seek out High Plains Outdoors, and you can listen to the archive of this show and for months or actually years to come. Tune in next week. We're going to have some more fun in the outdoors. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Purina Animal Nutrition, Air Force Air Guns, Snap-Lock Hunting Blinds, Hunter's Supply, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Shockstrap, Hogman Outdoors, makers of the Game Alert, and Nightside. Yeah.
same.